Here's the interesting thing that happens when you're president, or when you go through the experience of being president. So you start off, you know, you're a community organizer and you're struggling to try to get people to recognize each other's common interests. And, you know, you're trying to get some project done in a small community. And you start thinking, okay, you know what, this alderman's a knucklehead and, you know, they're resistant to doing the right thing. And so I need to get more knowledge, more power, more influence so that I can really have an impact. And so you go to the state legislature and you look around and you say, well, these jamokes, I mean, the, not all of them, but I'm just saying, you know, you start getting that sense of, this is just like dealing with the alderman, right? So, no, I got to do something different. So then you go to the U.S. Senate and you're looking around and you're like, oh, man. And then when you're president, you're sitting in these international meetings, and it's like the G20, and you got all these world leaders, and it's the same people. Which is really interesting. Same dynamics. You know, it's just that there's a bigger spotlight, there's a bigger stage. But I'm only partly joking about that. The nature of human dynamics does not change from level to level. You know, which is why I've been quoted saying this sometimes. Like most of what you need to learn, you can actually just read Dr. Seuss, right? Because, you know, there's the story of the Sneetches and like people, the Sneetches have, the ones with stars think that they're better than the ones who don't have stars, and they got an attitude, and then, you know, there's the Lorax who's trying to tell people, hey, don't cut down the trees, because then the fish are going to die, right? I mean, it's all pretty much there. And the reason, no,